Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Mark Cohen back on the show. Mark is one of the newer members of our Brain Trust, CEO of Legal Mosaic. He is a distinguished fellow at Northwestern University Law School. He is a columnist at Forbes. Along with me, he's an attorney by education and past profession, and he's here to talk to us about the legal profession and us during this pandemic and including the post-pandemic era. Mark Cohen, welcome back.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that I'm trying to do right now is, now that we've squeezed ourselves through this pandemic wormhole, we're about to be extruded out of the other side of it into the post-pandemic new regular, and the whole lot of things are going to have to be sorted out. Relationships, defaults, the Paycheck Protection Program resolution. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, and a lot of it is going to be resolved legally. It'll have to be resolved legally, whether it be a contract that we follow or a lawsuit that has to be filed. And lawyers are going to have to be involved in this. And you're one of the people who say, you know, that I think you would agree with me, but also is the law industry, so to speak, is that world ready for all this in a way that's going to be providing solutions? What do you think?
Short answer is no, Jim. Look at the stats, and they're really appalling. 85% of Americans cannot afford a lawyer, so they're effectively denied the opportunity to either defend their rights or to assert their legal rights. And 65% of SMEs, small and mid-sized businesses, are in the same boat. That, to me, is a failing grade for the legal profession and the legal industry. The good news, Jim, is that tools exist and new models exist to rectify that. And a lot of the problems that you cited don't require lawyers. And I can get into specifics whenever you want.
No, that's exactly right. A lot of people don't understand that. Some people think everything they do, they need to cover with their attorney, and attorneys are deal killers. We need them when we need them, but we don't need them when we don't need them. And attorneys understand legal; they don't understand business. And when a business deal is being put together, then it needs to be between the business people. And I say bring the lawyers in last. That's my attitude. What do you think?
Well, I would tend to agree with you, but I'll be even more basic than that. You know, we're talking about coming out of the other side of this wormhole, and I certainly hope you're right that it's going to be sooner than later. But putting that aside for a minute, in terms of let's say that someone is having trouble working through the vagaries of, you know, how do you file for unemployment? There are apps out there that are dirt cheap that will help you do that. You don't need to hire an expensive lawyer to guide you through that. And I'll just put in a plug here for a particular company I know quite well called Do Not Pay.
Right.
It was created by a young Stanford computer science whiz who, by the way, was not a lawyer. But he is a real genius, and he decided that he's very active in terms of, you know, consumer rights, and he decided to do something about it. So one of the 100 or so apps that he's developed for consumers, all of which are available for, I think, about $3 a month, guide people through in all 50 states how they can apply for unemployment benefits as a result of COVID-19.
We do have to say one thing. We do have to say one thing, though, Mark, and that is that as much as I agree with you, and you're talking about how technology is helping us all, you know, deal with this more in the information that's available, we do have to all make sure that we check every position. I mean, I get information off the internet, but I don't trust the first thing I read. I go cross check it and verify it. And of course, I've been around a long time, so I've got a pretty good nose and a pretty good ear and eye for whether something is bogus or not. But we do have to pay attention to that so that we don't fall prey to fake news, basically. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Mark Cohen and talk some more about how the legal industry, how it's going to be different, how you're going to work with it differently in the new regular, and also the technology that will be helping us. It's Twin Tail. Mark Cohen is the CEO of Legal Mosaic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.